code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. Last half hour of today on this magnificent Monday, March 16, 2026 edition. And as Rick Randall was talking about energy, thoughts, thinking, I'd like to ask that you join me today, especially this Monday. Maybe you're snowed in. Maybe you're not going to work today. Maybe you're listening to the show for the very first time. I'd like you to pray and think about our President Donald Trump and our troops and things that are going on in the Middle East. Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu, European Union, other countries being impacted about what's going on there in Iran. Well, on Saturday, President Donald Trump said that some countries affected by Iran's attacks on vessels in the Straits of Hormuz are deciding to join the United States in patrolling this strategic waterway. 20% of all the oil that flows in the world goes through the Straits of Hormuz. Even though United States strikes over the past weeks have sharply reduced Iran's fighting force, the president wrote on his Truth Social post on Saturday that Tehran still retains the ability to threaten with smaller weapon ships that are prohibiting the passing of vessels through this very important waterway. President Trump has reached out to many countries, especially those who are being affected by Iran's attempt to close the Straits of Hormuz. President asked these other countries to join him, the United States, in sending warships to be able to keep this waterway open, to keep the strait open and safe. Now, one thing you have to understand, President is getting ready, supposedly later this month, to meet with President Xi of China. China purchased 80% of its energy from Iran. Well, Trump is actually calling on China, France, Japan, South Korea, the UK, and all of the European Union that are being affected by these constraints to send ships from their navies, so that they can help join the United States in patrolling the Straits of Hormuz. Trump wrote, "This is a threat not only by this one nation that affects all of us. We need to join forces together to allow this important commodity to flow through that waterway." Trump said the U.S. forces will continue to target what remains of Iran's naval capacities, along with striking sites along their coastline. Iran has demonstrated the ability to use its shoreline in nearby waterways to launch attacks with small boats, drones, mines, and shore-based missiles. They're even using mobile artillery and what few submarines that still exist against the commercial shipping narrow passage. One way or the other, we will soon get the Straits of Hormuz open, safe, and free, the president wrote. So far, the U.S. military has not assigned warships to escort commercial vessels through the strait. However, Pentagon officials said that a current priority is to degrade Iran's ability to disrupt traffic, continuing the strike, and eliminate their operations. Chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, General Dan Kane, told reporters, "We've made it a priority to target Iran's mine-laying enterprises, their mine layers, and disrupt naval bases and depots, in addition to missiles that could interfere with traffic in the straits." Kane described the Straits of Hormuz as a tactically complex environment. "We've been dealing with this issue going all the way back to the 1970s. General Kane reminded us of the oil embargo that took place in 1973. Dealing with oil and gasoline. We do not want this to reoccur, and we are doing everything we can to call on other nations to join us." So it's going to be kind of an interesting period of time seeing if these other countries step up. According to the UK Maritime Trade Operations, historical averages show 138 vessels transit through the straits every single day. One of the world's most important energy choke points. According to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, roughly 20 million barrels of oil per day move through this waterway in 2024. Again, 20% of the global petroleum liquids consumption. The waterway is a major route and affects business and all industries, disrupting any other freights besides oil can affect fertilizer supply chains heading into the spring-summer planting season of 2026. Well, part of that process is the president talking with China, Japan, and South Korea. Well, additionally, South Korea's prime minister said the United States president raised some questions about what's going on in North Korea. Over the weekend, you may remember or seen stories this Saturday going back to the days when they were doing missile testing. Well, they're back at it over the weekend. President Trump, though, remains positive about resuming dialogue with North Korea leader Kim Jong-un. When talking with South Korea Prime Minister, he said, "We will consider meeting with them as well." So the president basically going to China and potentially North Korea. Going to be very, very interesting to see what's going on as a result of those meetings. Now, the Secretary of Treasury, kind of an interesting statement. This came out just 6 minutes ago as I'm talking about this other story. Secretary Bessent says Iran's war may actually delay Trump's China visit. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said today that if President Donald Trump wants to stay in Washington to coordinate the war in Iran, he may end up having to postpone his scheduled meeting at the end of this month with Chinese leader President Xi. And this was going to be in Beijing. President going to China. Bessent told news reporters that there is a false narrative out there that the meetings are going to be delayed. It wouldn't be delayed because the president demanded China be involved in helping with the Straits of Hormuz. Story right now is completely false. If for some reason it is rescheduled, it's simply going to be because of logistics. So President Trump, in talking to world leaders and meetings already scheduled before the war began. Lastly, two things are happening that is going to absolutely impact this. UK with their Navy, as well as Europe. If they end up getting more nations to join the effort, could expedite the straits opening up and getting back to normal flows. Well, so far, they've got mixed reviews. UK says they are considering moving their ships, but there's also other countries involved. Again, China, France, Japan, South Korea, and all of Europe. So it's very, very interesting story unfolding. We'll continue to watch that one. And also, I just got a text, came in on the email as well. President Trump will be holding a press conference at 3:00 today. So shortly after the show, we'll be monitoring that to see if there's any updating news about all of these countries and what's going on. Yeah, 3:00 Eastern Standard Time. So again, we'll be monitoring that. Interesting time for our world history. Pray for our troops. Pray for our president. And pray for these other countries. We need their help to get through this. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. pistols, rifles, shotguns. They buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers. They don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith and in Petoskey.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress. I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Couple of things that caught my attention. The Northern Michigan Western Region weather alert just came out. Light snow today, 1 to 3 inches, but increasing wind. We're talking about wind. They're saying that it could be anywhere from 45 to 60 mile an hour wind gusts. So make sure you're moving vehicles out of ways that could be damaged by trees, branches, and also expect potential for power outages. Even though we've been through this before, we've cleaned up a lot of the tree branches due to the ice storm from last March, potential for outages still exist. One system that's brewing right now is another nor'easter that they're saying could be blowing through later in the week. However, snow is not likely. It's going to be in the form of high winds and rain. And that's coming on Thursday, potentially Friday. So we'll keep an eye on that. I just got the alert through my phone during the break. Kind of interesting. Found that 1984, they did an update of a survey map. Original map was formed in 1894, updated in 1931, updated again in 1984. Potential for minerals and hydrogen. Originally identifying 1,068 mound of sites potentially here in Michigan. Most of them along Lake Huron, from Mackinac City to Alpena, all across the borders of Lake Huron, heading down into the Saginaw Bay, and then the St. Clair River going down into Lake St. Clair. This comes from Gregory Little, Department of Education, identifying these locations for potential rare minerals and hydrogen deposits. Professor Little says hydrogen, and even Governor Gretchen Whitmer mentioned this in her State of the State address she gave in February. Potential for new hydrogen abilities in the state of Michigan appears to be the next pioneering energy source, potentially being able to not only power electric generation, but potentially could be used in vehicles. Professor Little goes on to say in his statement, Michigan could be the leading pioneer in hydrogen production and use here in our state. One thing that we need to do is constantly look for new energy sources based on these known sites. More mining and exploration needs to be performed. Professor Little goes on to say the private sector, along with regular, ordinary electrical co-ops, as well as large energy providers, will be exploring these potentials in coming years. And this is huge, folks. 1,068 known sites scattered all across the state. Red dots everywhere. And one thing that's really interesting is from Alpena down into the Saginaw Bay, it's almost all red. There's also sites surrounding the Chain of Lakes and Torch Lake here in Antrim County, going from Little Traverse Bay in Petoskey all the way down to Torch Lake. And then southeastern Michigan, St. Clair River, Lake St. Clair, going all the way down to Lake Erie, Port Huron, all the way to Caseville, completely covered along the shorelines. So trapped hydrogen pockets is the new potential energy source. Interesting how this is coming right at a time when we're dealing with so much turmoil in the Middle East when it comes to oil. So greatly appreciate that, Professor Little. Archaeological Atlas of the State of Michigan. Got a couple of events. Want to remind you, March 28th, Novi, the endorsement convention. Precinct delegates, if you haven't paid your participation fee, they ask that you pay it today. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a blessed Monday.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm right.